Hey y'all, Brother Gary, Hands Cross Borders, down here in Sonora, Mexico. Hope you're having a great day as we continue on through our devotional in John chapter number 14. We'll start in verse number 13 today. It says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments." And so here we have the Lord, and he's speaking to his disciples, and he's telling them this: look, if you'll ask anything in my name, and that doesn't mean you just flippantly ask anything and then just tack the name of Jesus on the end of it like he's a lucky charm or a rabbit's foot or something like that. It's asking in his character. What does God will for my life? What does God will in this situation? You see, oftentimes because we're always thinking of the temporal and we're thinking of the task at hand, and we think, well, if it went this way, this would be the best conclusion. But the Lord, we have to remember, thinks eternally. What is best eternally? And so what we may think is best and what he knows is best may be two different things. And so we must be attuned with the will of God. Now, how do we find out what God's will is? Well, through his word. That's why it's very imperative that you and I, every day, that we hunker down and we digest some of the Word of God and meditate on it and roll it over in our minds and think about it. And as we do that, he begins to do work in our hearts. And our hearts begin to change, and now our heart has the desire to do his will. Now look with me. That's prayer. That's one aspect of it. But now look at the verse number, 15? If you love me, keep my commandments. You know, as you go through the Bible, love is a choice. John 3:16 shows us that. For God so loved the world. Well, in 1 John, it tells us, if you love the world, you're an enemy of God. The world is against the Lord. Everything around us that is not of God is against God. I mean, you can turn on the news, you can look around your surroundings, and you can see the spirit of Antichrist everywhere as they're making a mockery out of Christ or doing all kinds of things against him. And yet in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The Bible also says that he loved us even while we were yet sinners. And so love is a choice. And that love, when you make that choice, it has action to it. So God loved the world. He sent his Son to die. God loved us even while we were yet sinners. He did everything he can to bring us to him. And so he is saying this, a true reflection of yours and my heart will show up in our prayer life and will show up in our everyday life. He's not saying keep the commandments and you're going to get saved and go to heaven. You don't get saved through the commandments. The Bible clearly says in Romans 3:19 and 20 that he gave us those commandments to show we were sinners in need of a Savior. You don't have to believe me. Just turn to Romans 3:19 and 20 if you think you're going to keep the law and all these different things to earn your way into heaven. You're not going to do it. It is by grace alone, through faith alone. Jesus had to pay the price we couldn't pay. And so what we see here is a reflection of our true selves and the way that we pray and the way that we live shows our true heart and our true desires. The question for you is, What are you showing in your prayer life and in your everyday life? May the Lord bless you.